You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. So what is up?
I'm laughing
super
at,
crosstalk.
I'm laughing at what O'Shea said just to,
what it,
but dude, we can't.
Was it arable or no?
I mean,
no.
It is, but we shouldn't.
Yeah, we shouldn't say it on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Okay. It is. It's totally arable, but it's just we shouldn't.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Or Momo.
Okay.
Or anyone in that other studio.
What about Cappy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is Cappy there?
No. Oh, there he is.
Apparently he is.
Yeah.
Cappy, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
We missed you at the UCLA-USC game. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great game.
How were the what did you do? You had a Christmas party at the Mitchells? What was that?
No, that's coming up December 3rd.
December 3rd. Right. I actually have had you invited, or the Mitchells apparently invited me.
Right, that's right. You're invited.
Juan and I have actually talked about showing up at the Mitchells.
Oh, my God.
These people we don't know.
Who are the Mitchells?
They're friends of Cappy.
Oh.
Now, how weird would it be if we actually did drive down and show up?
They would love it.
Would they?
Oh, my God, they would love it.
It's such a weird idea.
That is such a great idea.
Are they friends with the Bensons?
No, I don't think they're friends with the Benson crime family. No, these are different people.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're thinking about it, Cappy.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
We take these invitations seriously.
Just please give me enough time, because I'm sure they're going to want to put, like, you know, your name at your spot at the table.
Yeah, you know? For sure. Is it a sit-down dinner?
Oh, it's very formal.
A sit-down dinner?
Very
what?
Formal.
What is the occasion again?
Do you wear a suit? It's Christmas.
Do
you wear a suit?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm saying, it's formal. I mean, I don't think I have to wear a tuxedo, but I think guys will be in suits.
Oh, Mace is out at that point.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got a doll. What this about thing
you know what? There's a lot of ways to fake formal now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can just wear some Viore pants and, like, they look
that's
good.
That's what Cap does.
That's what Cap
do all the
yeah,
time.
Me too. Yeah. I'm wearing always, I'm Viore. On TV
I'm wearing
every
Fabletics,
time.
Which is what's her face's brand? Kate Hudson's brand.
Yeah.
It's like to compete against Lululemon. It's like cheaper.
Fabletics is better.
Yeah.
You know, my sweats come from Amazon, or Amazon, as I like to call it.
Amazon?
Amazing.
Their own brand.
I call it
and
amazing.
They are awesome
they're
sweats.
They're good.
Yeah. And they are so cheap.
Yeah.
They're so cheap.
But Fabletics, you could always get like these internet deals. You can get like 2 for $24 or something ridiculous like that.
Cappy was supposed to get me a deal at, wasn't it Viore?
Viore.
That's right.
You never got it for me.
Can you give me a deal, Viore?
Sure.
I
sure.
I'm a big rep
I mean,
for them.
Cappy
I
says sure a lot.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay kind of called him out the other day and said, you know, you're not really coming through as much as you say sure.
Yeah, it is true.
Up.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I will say this. Hey, Lindsay asked me. Yeah, Lindsay asked me to get her parking at the Rose Bowl. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have time to deal with that.
Yeah, I thought that was bold to ask Mike Bone, the athletic director, for parking.
A little bold.
Yeah, wasn't going
to
do it.
That's what she said. She said, Cappy's going to talk to Mike Bone and I'm going to get good parking.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Yeah,
I wasn't going
to
do it.
Mike Bone has many things
right,
above
to worry
that
about
in terms of.
You know what, though? Because I'm on the other end of a lot of this stuff where people think, like, because we cover
that
the
you're Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Like, oh, can you get me Laker tickets?
I'm like, nope.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
No, I say no to everybody, basically.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, real quick, Momo, I had Warrior Suns the other day, so I ran into Clay the same day your thing aired.
Oh.
And I walked up to him, and he was doing his jump rope before the game in the hallway. And I said, yo, let me ask you a question, bro. They make you pay for that? That hat you were wearing? They didn't make you pay for that bleep, did they? After you bought that boat? And he started laughing. He's like, no, they gave it to me.
Yeah. He's got like four hats.
Yeah.
And then like he told me, hats and Clay hats.
He's got four rings.
And then he told me, I asked him, was Momo allowed on the boat? He's like, Momo was chilling on the boat.
We were on the boat we went over and back.
Yeah.
Like it was on the way from Tiburon over to the Chase Center and then back.
Yeah. Did you get seasick or no?
Yes.
Did
but
you get seasick?
Not on this. Not on this. No, I have only gotten seasick on the ferry in Greece. I got so sick on the ferry in Greece.
Yeah. Did you jump overboard?
Did you ever try the bracelets?
I think you called me. I called you from there.
You called me from. I was in Croatia.
You were in Croatia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I called you one time, and you picked up in Croatia.
Yeah. I was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Croatia is so. Have you been to Croatia?
It's awesome.
I have not, but I heard it's beautiful.
So
it's, cool. Zach Lowe's wife's from there.
Yeah. And I met Zach Lowe when I was over there. I was like, hey, you're being in Dubrovnik. We'll be there at the same. Anyway, so. I guess, like, the ferry boat in Greece, there are different types of ferry boats, which I have learned. You go between the islands. Some of them are big, giant Noah's Ark kind of ferry boats, and you're
those
fine.
Are cool. Yeah.
But some of them are small, and when it's windy out on the open ocean, it's like
small.
And then there's no window. There's like a small window, and you just feel like you're under a submarine, and it's like being in an escape room.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it was super windy in between Mykonos and Santorini.
Santorini. Oh, nice.
I threw up so much. Okay. I was like in the bathroom the whole time. I was like, how do people do this?
Wow. What did you think of the Rams? No, I'm totally not asking that.
That was an Ireland move.
Totally not.
You should have just played sound.
You interrupted my Greek Island fairy story for the Rams.
If you had played sound, that would have been like
perfect. There's really nothing to say about the Rams. There's nothing to be said.
Here's what Sean McVay had to say at the post-game press conference.
Wow, I thought it was going to happen.
That's what he said? Oh, that's what I...
That was your move. Wow. Your move next.
Wow.
Was to play something.
Yeah. I've got lots of McVay on the screen.
Yeah. Is that new Lakers gear you got on?
No, not really.
Or it's just clean.
No, it's newish Lakers gear.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Newish. Yeah.
Better give it to Towns.
What?
There's John. Is its contribution
random John.
Yeah.
So I go to the movies yesterday. I had a really busy weekend.
Yeah.
So
at
the game Saturday night, went to the movies. Yeah. After the Rams game, I went to see a movie called The Menu, which is fantastic.
Oh, I want to see that.
Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Is
it looks cool.
Oh,
Lord
it's
Voldemort.
Really good. It's really good.
I would totally go see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go to the AMC Dine-In movie theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you get the recliners and then they bring food to you.
Is it good food?
It's a good nap.
So, I don't want a meal at the movies. Like, they're selling burgers and all that kind of stuff.
That's a little too much.
So
snacks are, I'm good.
So, the guy next to me orders wings.
Oh, come on.
And
that's
I'm
a
like,
lot.
This is,
that's gross.
This is kind of gross. Guys eating
like, I've
wings.
Done that.
Maybe a burger, but wings is a lot.
Wings. Or like ribs. Rice, spicy tuna while I'm watching a movie.
No,
a little sushi.
No, that's
I could do a little sushi.
Sushi would be okay.
I could do sushi.
Come on.
For sure.
But spicy buffalo wings, no. He's over there dipping the wings and the ranch dressing and spilling it all over.
You're just salivating.
Yeah.
You want it.
Terrible.
Like, Cappy, need to clean this
Cappy,
seat
is that you? Are you that guy at the movie theater? Are you going all in dinner at the big fancy movie theater?
No. You know, I don't go to the movies.
Right, I know, but occasionally you have.
Do you not go to the movies?
I don't really go to the movies.
Well, your daughter, you went to see Spider-Man or whatever last year.
I did. I saw Spider-Man. I feel like I saw two or three movies last year. But no, I went George Wings, because then I need extra napkins.
Right.
You know, and then when I have all the buffalo sauce all over my fingers, I'm like,
yeah, exactly. Like,
now Cappy, you know, I saw you tweet at O'Shea about Springsteen or something. What's your issue with him?
Well, no issue. In fact, I'm very proud of O'Shea because he comes out and says, first of all, he's wearing a Metallica t-shirt today,
which I like very much.
Says, Springsteen, there's no Springsteen in my life.
Yeah, at all.
There's no Springsteen growing up in my house.
Right, how old are you?
Oh, I'm a fresh 31.
Right. He wasn't even born when Springsteen's biggest hits were out.
I'm a fresh 31.
You are so young.
Yeah. So
when I hear that now, I'm like, gosh.
He wasn't even born when Springsteen was putting out big hits.
It's not his age. It's that Springsteen was not part of what was being played in his house.
Right.
And also, I feel like you were making that case, if I recall correctly, that because we gave you grief about not knowing a Mariah song from 1995 when you were how old?
When
in
you were in your prime.
Yeah, I was 25. 25 years old.
I did not know Mariah Carey.
You should know Mariah Carey when you're 25.
Yes.
Yeah, but the beauty of not knowing it is that now that it's brand new to me, it's like new music.
You're like, wow, she's great. Have you heard some Mariah Carey?
Now that Bruce Springsteen is new to me, it's whack.
Yeah, it is whack.
Whack is all hell. Born is all good.
It's Mariah season right now.
It is. She's owning this.
S-Z-N. Mariah season.
She's owning this.
I got news I forgot to tell you guys during the show.
Tell me.
All
right, hang on.
Speaking of
hang on.
All right.
Yeah. Hang on.
Sorry.
You got the breaking news.
Yeah, there it is.
Whoa.
So, speaking of formal occasions, we were talking about the dinner. My big brother Darryl got married 2 weekends ago.
Oh, congratulations.
I married him and his wife.
You
did the nuptials?
Yeah, bro.
That's
I got my license, so anybody out there for the right price, you could have O'Shea Jackson Jr. marry you and your significant other. I got my certificate. I keep my card on
Very
me.
Nice.
What is
he,
on you at all how do they hit you? Hit you on like Cameo or something?
just hit me up on Twitter. Let me know the date. I'll be there.
How much?
But it depends who you are, but we're going between $500 to $1,500 American dollars right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Some small.
You'll do the wedding. I think you can get.
I didn't get more than that. I feel like you're lowballing yourself.
If you want more, just because I'm being nice. Yeah, it's my first go around.
That feels like a Zoom wedding.
When I get more season. I got you.
500 for the officiant of the Zoom wedding.
If you want more, I could pretend to be your best man. Yeah. I could get to know you.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll get to know you first. It's hard to get that license, isn't it?
It takes some time, but like, yeah.
Does it?
You fill out a form online and they mail it to you.
How long of a process is it?
About 6 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got licensed. I was going to do a wedding, then it all fell apart.
Ooh,
bad luck. I was given a date. This is the wedding.
And they broke it off?
They broke it off.
Wow.
I had it all written out.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, so I have two people in here who have been the subject of curse rumors in the past.
Wow. Curse rumors.
Oh, like, yeah. Your presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is seen as a negative thing for
correct. Yeah.
A specific team or player.
It's not me.
Yeah, the Greg curse.
George had a little incident last year, right?
With who?
Who'd you point? Somebody on the Warriors, Clay, right?
Oh, no, Clay, he accused me of that, but they ended up winning. So I wasn't a
jinx. What did you say?
I said, I'm just giving you the facts, man.
Like, but what did you actually say?
I said they were undefeated at home.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, you're jinxing us, right?
He's like, what? Look at this guy, man. Why are you bringing that up? What are you trying to jinx us, man?
Yeah, bro.
Mace, you've actually been the curse.
Was real.
Listen, I arrived in Los Angeles. These teams were a trash around here.
Right.
Yeah. I get here, LeBron shows up. The Dodgers went to the World Series. USC went to a Rose Bowl for the first time since Leonard.
Let me just point out, I was at the 2010 Lakers championship versus the Celtics.
Right.
I did pregame and postgame.
Yeah.
I was at the Rams Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm.
I was at the Dodgers World Series during COVID in Arlington.
But
I was at the LAFC championship this week. There is no Mason curse.
No, it was, dude. And I think I kind of helped kick it off because if it wasn't for me giving you those Super Bowl tickets and you taking Juan and him seeing the Broncos
win, totally true.
You were chasing that for years.
Yeah, Juan is a big Broncos guy.
I think Kellerman was by far the worst. When you switched me for him on the roster, then everything started to change for the better for the
Chiefs. Right. I agree.
You got a soccer team, a new soccer team, which just won a championship.
Yep.
All that stuff happened.
Yeah.
Not the Clippers.
I have also been
they went to a conference finals.
Momo, what's that?
I have also been the target of jinx curse rumors.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why you?
I showed up around Ronda Rousey. Pff, knocked out.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Lost again.
You were the Ronda Rousey curse.
That's right.
As soon as I showed up, boom, knocked out.
You knocked out.
Boom, knocked out.
But in that sport, that can happen
at
anybody.
Right?
Yeah.
Momo had her story completely written.
It was
for
all
Ronda
done. I had to
win.
Redo it. I was like, ooh. So then this week or last week, I wrote a story on Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote the story.
Yep.
While he was in the midst of the worst slump of his career.
Right, but he had 41 last night.
Yeah, 41.
So, this is my question.
Yeah.
Do I get credit for inspiring him, or did he succeed in spite of the Momo curse? Because there was like a little lag time.
You're my homegirl.
The story came out on the day that he played in Phoenix and kind of sucked.
Yeah, I was
But then two or three games later, he went for 41 with 10
So you're trying to claim credit for good luck three or four games
like
after you wrote the story.
Maybe I shined a light on it and inspired?
No, I don't think.
Or do you think it actually has nothing to do with me?
I'm going
to
say.
Test it out. Start writing a terrible article about the Lakers during this Phoenix game. And if they start winning and you got to rewrite it, it's true.
Cappy, are you watching the World Cup?
I did watch this afternoon, although I didn't see the tying goal. Did you guys? Was everybody watching?
Gareth Bale on a penalty kick.
Gareth, thanks, Greg.
He's the guy that saved the LAFC, and now he beat.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. Didn't beat us.
Kind of left thinking, we got this thing under control. I don't know why. It was 1-0. I don't know why I thought that, but
England's going to win that group pretty clearly.
I heard you say that it was going to be like an easy, that England was going to win this next game against the USA, no problem.
They're more talented.
They are more talented.
Yeah. I think being an England World Cup fan
couldn't
is kind of like being
war.
An Easter
We got him there.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah, being an English World Cup fan is a little bit but
like being a UCLA
fan.
Football fan.
Yeah, pretty much. It's very similar. Yeah. Oh, they're good enough to get to the end and blow it.
Although I would say that, like, for many years, this is pre-2004, it was like being a Red Sox fan. Like, they were good enough to, like, be in the mix and in the playoffs and be good and then get knocked out.
And then break your heart.
Yeah.
Well, my Juan's stepdad says, he's British, and he says, once you get to match play, all bets are off.
Yeah, quarterfinals.
I mean, it's just all.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. 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 Come on.
Ba ba da ba. Beep ba da boop. Da 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 da. Boom ba da beep. Ba ding beep bum. Ba da beep. Beep ba da beep. Boop ba da ba. Beep ba da boop. All right. Enough of that.
It's almost like we're singing the same song at this point.
I know.
It's kind of weird.
It is. This is also really weird. On my screen here in front of me to my left is Travis and Sliwa.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the YouTube page. Yeah,
yeah, I just turned them off.
Yeah. So, yeah, did you watch sports? Or I saw you were at a lot of concerts this weekend.
I was at a lot of concerts.
So did Rachel allow you to watch sports?
She did. She allowed me to watch sports while watching concerts. It was a simultaneous thing. Good thing the phone works like this. I watched the USC-UCLA game, George. With a UCLA legend by the name of, first name drop of the day, Donnie Edwards. Mm-hmm. Remember that name?
Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs.
Right? And Donnie was pulling for his UCLA Bruins. I was pulling for the Trojans. And we were watching down to the very final seconds. We were jamming to a reggae band called Soja. You guys ever heard of Soja?
No. Heard of Buffalo Soja.
No, I hadn't heard of them either yet, but they were great.
Was it
awesome.
Soja Boy?
No, not Soja Boy. Soja Boy.
Superman that. Whoa!
Oh, oh,
yeah.
Whoa,
whoa, hey, careful. Whoa, hey.
Yeah, yeah. Wrong word, Cap.
Careful.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's a song. No, Soja. It's a reggae band. I didn't know who they were either. But there I was, standing there with Donnie Edwards, watching UCLA USC, cheering for the Trojans, mm-hmm. while he was cheering for the UCLA Bruins. And I was the winner that night. So that was Friday night. Or Saturday night, rather. Yesterday, George, I watched a lot of the NFL Red Zone with Scott Hansen while there at different shows, watching concerts, watching football, and then got to see the best part of the whole weekend when my Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles Chiefs of Kansas City, come to their second home and just steal that win right from the Chargers. Just yank
so
their heart right
it's
out.
Funny you said that. So I'm watching the game last night with my wife. We're sitting there on the couch. And when they scored, I was like, I looked at how much time was. It was like 140 something. And I looked at her and I said, oh, they gave them way too much time. Like, this is, he's going to break their hearts like right now. And she's like, no way. You think? I'm like, watch.
And Chargers.
But it was less about the Chargers and more about Mahomes, even though, when you have the confluence of both those events at the same time, like, I felt like, oh, this is definitely happening. I was very confident. And it unfortunately for the Chargers happened that way.
Or fortunately for the Chargers. I mean, I loved it the way it was. I mean,
right.
I liked that
would not be fortunate
late.
For them. That would be fortunate for you.
Oh, for me. Yeah. I like it when they score late, take the lead. Have the few Charger fans that are in the house like, yes, we're finally going to beat these guys.
Well, they split with them last year, so it's not like they haven't
but
beat
I think
those
they,
guys.
I think they won the game there in Kansas City. I think I read something earlier today that the Chargers haven't beaten the Chiefs at home since like 2013. Some crazy number like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And then we saw the game, you, me, and Lindsay, the first one in Kansas City that was also like, that's the one Herbert got hurt in.
Yeah. That was early in the season, right? Yeah, it was a great game in that, you know, if you think that they're going to win, they take the lead, and then they give the ball back to Mahomes, and it's like, well, you know, you've given him, like, nearly 2 minutes.
So
like, that's nothing for him.
Here's something I thought was fascinating that Tirico brought up during the broadcast.
The Chargers charging?
Well, he brought that up, but also in that same conversation, shortly thereafter, he talked about
how he had this conversation with Brandon Staley, who, and he mentions, you know, he's a big basketball fan, which is honestly probably why he follows me on Twitter, now that I realize that. Because I know he follows me on Twitter, and I was curious as to why, but if he's a big NBA fan, that's probably why. And he Staley tells him the story, they're so good, as in the Chiefs, and particularly Mahomes is so good, that they can go on these crazy runs just within a drive, and you almost wish it was basketball, so you could just kind of call a timeout, like you would in, when a team goes on a run in basketball, but obviously you have way more timeouts in basketball than you do football. But I found that analogy to be fascinating, because it was literally what I was thinking in real time, and then Tirico told that story. I'm like, man, these guys can just overwhelm you so quickly. It's crazy. No one in the sport can do that like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and that particular group. But really, those two and whoever else happens to be around them.
You should end right there at Kelce, because the rest of the names are guys that are like, people are like, who's Justin Watson? Who's Sky Moore?
No, Sky Moore is going to be really good. They drafted him this year.
Might be. But what I'm saying is these are not yet household names. Who's Jody Fortson? You know, who's Noah Gray? It's like this guy, Mahomes, doesn't even need Tyreek Hill, per se. And he's spreading the ball out everywhere. And there's playmakers that you've never heard of that become playmakers because he's that great. But you know, you want to know the really weird part about that game last night, George? At the end of the first half, remember, Staley's whole big thing was, I'm a anti-conventional wisdom guy.
Right, but here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
If you really look at the numbers...
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been. It's like you, like, and everyone else have made him conform because you guys were going crazy.
Yes.
And he's become conservative now as opposed to being super aggressive, which is what made him interesting and good.
You nailed it. You nailed it perfectly. Brandon Staley, when he first got the job, was the I'm going to do things my way guy.
Right.
And I believe in going for it on fourth down.
Yeah, and he was very successful. They converted 64% of their fourth downs last year.
And I don't know who got to him.
You.
Ownership.
It was you.
Media.
You.
Hey, great.
You.
Great.
You.
Well, then guess what?
You torpedoed him on purpose.
You know what? It goes to show you how unqualified that young man is for this job at this time in his career.
Why is he unqualified?
Because if you're going to allow the media to influence how you choose to coach.
Well, we assume it's the media. We're joking. I don't know.
Oh, no, I actually believed in everything you were saying. I didn't think you were joking. I thought you were actually giving me credit for this.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. But nonetheless.
Come on, George.
It would be interesting if it was you. But, it's
not. But I mean, just think about this. The end of the first half, right?
Yeah.
You have the ball on the 2-yard line. You're going in. And there's 14 seconds to go, and you've got a 4-point lead. If you kick the field goal, which is conventional wisdom, you go up by 7. If you go for it, and you go up 24-13 at that point, you've now got a 2-score lead. And if you don't make it, well, the half ends and you have a 4-point lead. You're only giving them the ball back with 5 seconds.
Right.
So the point is that he used to be the gutsy go for it guy.
Go for it there, yes.
Now he's become the scared, this is the way coaches in the NFL do it, when they're not just going for it. They're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I disagree with that. I think he should go back to being the guy he was last year, and whatever criticism comes with it, comes with it. If you're listening right now, Brandon Staley, do that. Go back to that guy. Don't be the guy you've been this year in that regard, because you can go back. I mean, we can all see it, right? Like, just it's there for us. There's data there. He has not been as aggressive on fourth down as he was last year.
Well, even if he's not listening right now, because you know the Chargers have a very thin skin when I'm on the air.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I think they kind of like me.
Well, yeah, but you know what you could do?
What?
You could tweet him, because you've now told us that he's following you, because anybody who follows the NBA must follow you.
No,
That's Brandon Staley.
No, I think he just happens to be an NBA fan and had lived in L.A. He started following me when he was a coordinator, so it wasn't, you know, when he was a head coach.
No, but I'm saying he was a coordinator with the Rams.
Right.
We were the Rams station. He probably got familiar. That George Sedano, I know that guy. Boom,
that guy knows what he's talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he said that, but nonetheless.
Probably.
Nonetheless, you could tweet him and let him know, Coach, you got to go back to what got you the job.
No, I'm not doing that. That's a you move.
Not going to do that.
That's a move you would make.
Well, don't you want to communicate with him?
Is that not a move that Cappy would make?
I mean, it's definitely like a petty Cappy move. Sorry,
yes,
Cap.
That's what you would do.
No, it's okay. I mean, that would be my form of communication.
Right. I mean, I could also just kind of reach out to them privately and have that conversation with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to call the Chargers and go, hey, it's George.
I mean,
I'd like to speak to the coach off to the side, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, I can make that request. I can just be like, hey, I'd love to come down there and chat with him if he's ever got some time. And then I can say,
sure, what would you like to talk about? Well, I want to coach him up on fourth down strategy.
That's not what I would say. I would just say, I'm just curious to just chat with him about kind of the game plan and what you guys think, like, you know, how you guys approach the game. Like, that's it.
Oh, sure, George. We'll make that appointment for you immediately.
I mean, you'd be surprised if you're nice. People will actually do that.
Oh, I guess I'm not nice.
Well, you're not really, especially them.
I don't make requests like that.
Yeah. Right. No. You just go and you do the sports radio thing of like, scream and yell and go, that guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's not qualified.
Yeah, it's not really so much a sports radio thing as I can see that he's a young guy who had 1 year as a coordinator and had a really good defense. And then the Chargers, knowing the history of how cheap they are, and they like coaches that are controllable and inexpensive, that's why they hire this guy. And then you look at what's going on and how everybody said how talented they were and where they were going and how great their quarterback is. And guess what? They're a 5-5 football team.
They're a 5-5 football team, but we've already kind of illustrated why mostly they're a 5-5 football team, because they've lost pretty much all their best players.
Right, which happens every year.
Okay. Well, then that's a bigger picture discussion than the coach.
Yeah, I'm not putting that much on Brandon Staley last night. I mean, listen, the Chargers, they scored.
Right, and the Chiefs
played
are awesome.
Well, and the Chiefs are far and away the class, not only of the division, but probably of the entire AFC.
The whole league. Yeah. Thank you, Funchy. Funchy brought me my dinner.
What are you bringing?
I ordered a little chicken sandwich from downstairs at the Yard House.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, a little grilled chicken sandwich.
Nice.
Avocado grilled chicken sandwich, yeah.
What kind of bread are we talking about?
I don't know. It looks like a brioche.
Mmm.
Yeah. Yeah, last time, to Laura's point, they only gave me like a small little breast on the chicken sandwich. So I'm hoping that it does qualify as
You want a larger breast?
Well, just give me some actual breast.
Yeah, I mean, not just like half a breast.
Yeah.
You need some meat, you know?
Big breast. Yeah.
Exactly.
Give me two breasts.
Well, that's probably a little unnecessary, but, you know, just enough where I could feel like it fills the bun of the sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want half a breast.
Right. Who wants half a breast on their buns?
No, not me. I think I still want the two breasts on both buns.
Of course you would.
Yeah. But, I mean, no one wants half a breast on a bun.
Mm-mm. No, no, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
So.
Mm-mm. You get those breasts blackened, you get them grilled. How'd you get them?
I mean, the sandwich is called grilled chicken avocado.
Good good point by the boss.
Yeah.
You bring donuts for us, and then you're eating healthy.
I also had a donut on the ride up here, though. So there's that.
We're just mad because we got no discipline.
I mean, neither did I. I had one.
Why did you bring donuts today?
I generally bring donuts regularly.
I know, but why do you do that?
Why not? It's nice.
Because you know that we all complain about our fitness level, our discipline when it comes to diet and so on. It's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
But why not show up with like a fresh fruit salad, you know?
I mean,
protein shakes.
If you want, I could do that. There used to be a place here that served Red Mango, that served like protein smoothies and stuff like that, but they're not there anymore. I would walk there all the time. Now you got to go all the way to, what's the name of that place down on Hope and 8th Street? I don't know.
Oh, what's it called? What's the name of that joint? Oh, man.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I do. I mean, it's... Smoothie Kingdom? No?
No, not
Smoothie. Protein Powder Palace?
Are you naming random, like...
Yeah, I'm making these up right now. I'm making up the names of these places, yeah.
Quench is the name of the place.
Quench, that was my next guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's Olive, actually. Sorry about that. But anyhow...
My goodness, donuts.
Yeah, they're good.
To a radio
station.
They
are, I just had a bite.
There you go.
Thank you.
I mean, there's a lot of kids here. There's interns. Those kids don't gain any weight. Come on.
But yeah, well, we do.
I mean, those kids are like 22 years old. They eat donuts. They eat like the whole box of those donuts, and they wouldn't put on a pound.
That's true. The only one with discipline here was Lindsay, because she didn't have any.
Lindsay does have very good food discipline.
Is that because there's no keto diet, no keto donut?
Yeah. I mean, if you can find a keto donut that tastes good, Cap, you let me know.
Yeah,
you'll pound it, huh?
I hadn't had, that was the first like piece of like processed sugar I had had in like over a week. So I was like, let's go after it.
How are you feeling?
How long did you go last time? Because you said
I did a 2 week stretch previous time.
You were like, I want to see how long I could do it.
I did two weeks, and then like there was like some sort of chocolate thing my kids brought home, and I was like, oh, I'm eating that. but yeah, I feel good for the most part. You know, I was freezing my ass off in Oregon. We can talk about that later. And all I want to do, I want to get into the World Cup too. So let's do that. The Lakers, AD showing you stuff, Cappy. You better
showing me. How about us? What do you mean, just me? How about us?
Yeah, all of us. He's showing everybody. All right.
Yeah, the cheat code is back.
I told you
the cheat code.
Yeah. See, you were mocking him. I hear your mockery in your voice. All right, we'll get to all that coming up in a second.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me hear your body talk. Your body talk.
R.I.P. Olivia.
Yeah.
Physical. I want to get physical. Let's get physical.
I like the way you hit those high notes.
Your body talks.
Did you wear like jazzercise clothes back in the day?
You mean like what do they call those things down at your feet? Like they were like sock thingies?
Yeah, the
like
heavy, thick socks, the like warmer, D-Lad.
Yeah, those things. And then like a nice headband, a good leotard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I liked Olivia Newton-John even pre-Let's Get Physical. I was like an Olivia Newton-John Grease fan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sandy. Especially the end where she's got on the black tight leather, you know?
Yeah.
You better shape up, ooh, 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 because I need a man. That one.
Yeah, I like it.
Who can keep me satisfied? You better shape up.
You know what I wasn't satisfied with? A draw today in the World Cup.
Yeah, that
they kind of ran out of steam in the second half.
Yeah, and Gareth Bale, here he was just a couple weeks ago being celebrated by, you know, LAFC fans. Guy comes off the bench, scores this insane goal, you know, saves the day, puts the game into OT, whatever. And does the same thing, ties the game against the USA this time.
I knew that would be your take when I saw it today.
He called it.
In the rundown.
100%.
I saw it in the rundown. I said, I bet you Cappy's going to go, this is fascinating. Gareth Bale. We were just rooting for him recently, and now he drives the stake in our heart.
Why don't you give us a much fresher, more contemporary take? Because I thought it was super interesting. I didn't use the word fascinating. Interesting, but not fascinating.
But I said he'll either go interesting or fascinating.
So why don't you give us a cooler, fresher, more
I was
more
pissed. I'm like, screw Gareth Bale. I'm American. He's from Wales right now. This is not the LAFC anymore. That's what I was thinking. No fascinating, no interesting. No, dude, I can't believe we let him take that shot. And by the way, thank God that they fouled him on the following shot close in the extra time, because he was going to win it for them. Thankfully, they were able to defend that at the last second.
Wow, that was really awesome. That was great. I was very predictable and very obvious. I'm Captain Obvious over here. But that was fresh. That was a fresh perspective.
He's salty now.
That was a fresh perspective. Oh, no, George started from before we even got on the air. George has already begun today. This is about number 3 already so far today. But it all started with, you wanted to say something about what O'Shea had to say, but you're like, it wasn't you, Ramona. It wasn't you, Mace. It wasn't me. It's only one person. Does O'Shea want to say something to me?
I mean, he said something.
Does O'Shea have something he'd like to say to me?
He's not here anymore. But
he's a big boy. He knows what he knows how to
I didn't know what happened. I missed it.
I didn't know names were going to get named. So, you know, I was going to just like be okay and let it slide.
Fill us in.
I know. Please do, because I missed that,
too.
Yeah,
come on. What did he say? What did O'Shea say?
I could text O'Shea and ask him if he wants me to say it.
I was going to say, are you calling out O'Shea? He just left. Why are you calling him out when he leaves?
Who, me?
I'm just saying.
No, I'm not calling him out. I'm calling George out for not saying what he should have said.
Oh, you're calling George out.
Right. I didn't want to put him out on Front Street. He's a grown man. That's for him to say.
Right, but you initiated it by saying he had something to say about one of us. It's not me. It's not Ramona. It's not Mace. So who would it be?
It was you. I mean,
well, obviously.
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, but that was when Mace brought it up.
Mm.
Mace said it was Cappy, and then he said, "Yep," and I stayed out of it.
Well, I've never met O'Shea. I've never talked to him. I've never met him. But if he'd like to talk to me, you know, it's kind of like what he should do for me is he should do what you're going to do with the Chargers coach. Make an appointment. Let's sit down. Let's study film together.
Put it on your Calendly.
Yeah. Right.
Is Rachel going
to Does Rachel
let you
need
go,
to be there?
Depends. We'll have to let her. Well, he can get on her Calendly and then she can tell me that he's on. What do you think? I mean, he says he's free until February.
I mean, well, right. He's doing Den of Thieves 2 at that point.
Well, he's got between now and then if he'd like to get together.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm going to text him. I'm going to see if he's okay if I say it.
I would laugh if he's like, let me get back to him. I'm busy. That'd be funny because he just said he wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, he may be busy now. I mean, he's a, you know.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not, but that's his.
Could be a popular. He's a popular man.
I have an idea. Since he was like, they were like, "Oh, thanks for coming in, O'Shea." And he's like, "Oh yeah, call me, whatever. I'm free until February. We should have him come in next time you guys are both here. You know, sit in with you guys.
I'll be there tomorrow.
So what's the third thing? That's two.
I don't. I don't remember the other one.
Yeah, typical.
Yeah, I should have written it down.
You do. You are pretty bad at that.
Well, look, we all started with Gareth Bale. I do find it interesting and fascinating and predictable. By the way, I'm not the only one who was thinking this today. Like, geez, this guy 2 weeks ago was the hero of LAFC, and today he breaks the heart of the American soccer fan by scoring that goal. And, you know, USA, that was one of those games where you thought, man, they could win this game, set themselves up, have a chance maybe against England, who scored a whole bunch of goals, and then maybe beat Iran. And I don't really know a whole lot about the way the World Cup works. I just cheer for the USA. Like, I don't know anything about any of these other teams. I don't handicap this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't pretend to know it.
Yeah.
I just watch for USA.
Right. And, you know, they're going to face Iran, you know, in a couple, not next match because they've got England first. But, you know, the Iron Sheik is not, you know, where he's going to be rooting.
Iran number one.
Right.
Poor USA.
Yeah, you don't, you know.
Iran.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jabroni.
Yeah. So, I was pissed. I'm like,
really?
First of all, I think they should have subbed earlier. Those guys were gassed early in that second half. And, you know, Gio Reyna didn't play. And I'm like, well, you know, is he hurt? Like, what's going on here? Like, he's an integral part of what you generally do. You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of annoyed.
Yeah. I had no.
Let's go, Berhalter. Tell me what happened. You didn't give us anything.
No perspective at all on who should be playing, who should be subbing. None, zero. USA. USA.
That's it. You just wrap yourself in the flag and that's
right.
Fine.
That's all.
Let me worry about Gio Reyna.
Yeah.
Do you know who his dad is?
Claudio Reyna?
There you go. Now
I
you
just,
know.
I just put two and two together.
Boom.
Just so you know?
Yeah.
That's old school USA World Cup right there.
There you
that
go.
Is.
There you go.
Now
see?
I saw Alexi Lawless doing the commentary
in
the
studio.
Yeah,
he's been working for Fox forever. Yeah. And your boy Landon Donovan.
My man Landon Donovan looking good.
And Clint Dempsey.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if what I was watching post-game was all live, you know? Because you and I were talking about how I was going to get Landon Donovan on the show.
Right.
And
why wouldn't it be live?
Well, because you were saying that it was too late over there.
I mean, it is after he's done there. Like, when we're on the air, he's been off the air for how long now?
I don't know. You got to figure that was probably around 12:30, 1 o'clock earlier this afternoon, I'd say. That sound about right,
12:30-ish? Yeah, it was over, like, before 1 o'clock.
All right, so it's 1 o'clock, so it's 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
Anybody know what time it is
in? Let me look it up.
How are we
supposed to say
it's late there?
Qatar? Is that how I'm supposed to say
it? Qatar.
It's Qatar. Because I've heard a lot of different pronunciations.
Qatar.
Yeah.
It's like guitar. Qatar. There's like an accent on it. Qatar. And you're supposed to roll the R at the end.
Wait.
It's 3:40 in the morning there, bro.
Qatar?
Yes, like that.
No, don't roll the R's. Not so.
You're supposed to. I watched a video on it. I'll play
it
for you guys.
Like Spanish?
He said that's how the locals say it, but, you know, we won't get mixed up in that because he's like, we just want people to say it the right way.
It's 3:41 in the morning there. He's not coming on the show right now. Like, he literally just finished. That guy's definitely asleep.
I bet you $1 million that Ocho Cinco is probably still up tweeting, though.
Or maybe we should get him on.
There.
Maybe he should be our soccer
correspondent. Should be. I mean, we could because he loves George.
Loves George.
He tweeted the other day, George Sedano is really good at his bleeping job. Really bleeping good at his job.
He did say bleeping. Not bleeping, but the other word.
So why don't we get Chad Ocho Cinco to talk soccer, World Cup.
I mean, I can ask him.
Be our World Cup correspondent.
I'll ask him. How about that?
I think that'd be lovely.
How about
that? Maybe he could get on our show, Calendly.
Do we have one of those?
Yeah, we do. We have a new one. It's brand new. You can get on the show, Calendly. That's how we get guests. They're on the show, Calendly. Lindsay, you have control of the show, Calendly?
Yep, sure do. I think I invited you.
Okay, beautiful. Very nice.
Look at that. We got a Calendly for the show.
And even though we have that, I still have to send a text every week that's like, Monday, 4 to 6, due to Lakers at blah, blah, blah. You know, because otherwise I'll get asked about it. Cappy will be like, so Lindsay, let me get this straight.
No, I always like this. LB.
Yeah, Lindsay Baseball.
LB, what is our schedule this week?
It's funny you call me that. LaCharles Bentley used to call me that when I was his producer, and you're the second person to call me that. So.
Yeah, Lindsay Baseball. When I talk to George Sedano, I say JS.
Yep.
I'm an abbreviator.
Clayton Yates, you say CY.
The big CY. Beto Duran, BD.
Yeah.
I've never heard you call him that.
No, maybe I haven't.
No.
I feel like it doesn't really work.
Cappy, what are you doing Friday?
This Friday right here?
Yeah, after Thanksgiving, the day after.
I think I'm supposed to go to a birthday party, but I'm flexible. Why? What's going on?
I was
going to
say,
better?
There's a big, big high school football game, CIF playoff.
Tell me.
Bosco.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know who they're playing. I did hear that Bosco had advanced, but I don't know who Bosco's playing.
I believe it's, let me double check.
Okay, let me know.
Versus, I believe.
I believe I can fly.
It's at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me see. They ran over Mission. They beat Mission Viejo. Your crew down there.
Mm-hmm. South LA.
I think it's modern. Is it modern day?
I mean, those are the two big daddies, right?
I'm pretty sure it's modern day. I have to find it.
Okay. I'm gonna text Beto because I bet he knows.
Beto would know. Yeah.
You're not gonna just Google it.
I mean, I could Google it.
I think it'll be quicker.
It'll be easier to text Beto, honestly.
And I'll talk to text Beto. Who is playing in Fridays?
Yeah.
See, that just recorded all that right there. Now I gotta hit send, and we'll find out.
Oh, because Beto tweeted it in the Sedano and Cap circle of trust, and I put a emoji, and he's like, it's Friday after Thanksgiving. It's too far. You won't go. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I will go.
Time.
7:30.
Friday night, huh?
Mm-hmm. Friday night lights.
Possible.
No chance you're going. Rachel's letting you out on a
not
Friday
that
night.
Yeah,
no. She's not probably not going to let me out. It's probably true.
Yeah. I mean, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to let me out.
Not going to let you out?
Nope.
So
nope.
Bad.
I love how that's like the conversation.
Oh, dude. I was like a dog on a leash this weekend.
Really?
For real. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk more about that on the other side. And AD. AD laying down the law, Kaplan.
The cheat code has returned.
I don't know. This song is still pretty good to me, even though it really was run into the ground.
I love this song. Still, I love this song.
It makes you happy?
Yeah, love it. Makes me want to put on a cool hat.
Bosco and Modern Day is the game at the Rose Bowl, so I was right. And there's more big games. Yorba Linda, who's undefeated this year at Upland. Downey. Shout out to Downey against Cypress at Western. And then Division VI, San Jacinto versus Orange.
I wonder how many people they get at the Rose Bowl for a game of that magnitude. With these two schools, you've got probably, and this is just off the top of my head a guess here, you probably have 40 kids playing in that game that are all D1 type players.
Oh, there's a ton of them for sure, yes.
Yeah. I mean, between two schools to have 40 guys, my numbers could be low. I mean, it could be 50. But, I mean, this is the very best of the very best of high school football in the state of California. And probably a top five high school football game really in the country. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting that you're going to get 85 or 90,000. This isn't Dallas.
Right.
But I do wonder, like, what kind of crowd do you get for
I don't know. How about you go out there with me and find out?
Well, are you definitely going?
I mean, if you want to go, I'll go.
I do want to go. It doesn't mean I'm going to go, though. Wanting to go and actually executing the go are two different goes.
Mm. So you know? How do we get you to be a full go?
That's going to be hard. That's going to be hard. Telling you, George, you have no idea. I'm not a planner, but my social schedule
is planned for you.
It is packed. There is not a weekend. You can't say to me, hey, this weekend, could you get here? Let's go do something. No. Every weekend is packed, jam-packed between now and the end of the year.
And what did you actually plan for yourself?
Good question. Fair question. Let's see. December 3rd is the Mitchells. That's a Rachel thing. I'm escorting her to that. December 10th is the desert. That's her friends. I'm escorting her to that. December 9th, though, is a wedding. That's my friends. I'm going to that. Okay, so that's one for me. December 17th is my my Cappy cruise, you know?
Okay.
My Cappy cast cruise.
Oh, that's
cruise.
Right. Yeah, because we were supposed to do something that day, too. What happened?
Well, that was the L.A. Bowl.
Oh,
You're calling the L.A.
Bowl. Me and Rod Gilmore.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And so I got that thing going on, and then I got another party that night. I'm telling you, man. Then the next week is Christmas. I am jam. Listen, George, I'm an in-demand guy right now.
You are.
Okay?
You're
I'm an in-demand guy.
In-demand, yes.
I'm in demand.
Yeah.
I'm being pulled in a million different directions right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to this game on Friday night, but I want to go do whatever I'm told to do, you know?
You're terrified of Rachel, basically, is what you're telling me.
I mean, the whip is out, dude.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I get it.
I'm glad you understand.
I mean, I do. I do. Maybe Chris will go with me to the Rose Bowl.
It's not a bad call. He'd be a fun guy to have.
Yeah, I bet you we'd have a great time.
I think his answer would be, Sedano, I'm not going to a high school football game.
Sedano.
All right, well, maybe he can answer in the next rejoin.
Okay. Let's find out.
Yeah. In the interim,
yeah.
How about AD? The first day he had that 35 and 15 plus, or whatever it was. It was like 38.
38, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I said, you know, he's had 4 35 and 15 games. Shaq has had 26 in his career as a Laker. And he needs to be more like Shaq. Like, let's go. You're dominant. Be dominant. Be the guy that we thought you were supposed to be. And he's been that guy. 3 games in a row. Let's go. This is what I'm talking about. If this guy shows up every game, regardless of who the hell is on the floor with him, they at least have a fighting chance to beat anybody on any given night.
Okay, so here's what I'd like to see. You ready? I'm not one of these guys that's underwhelmed because who they've beaten is not overly impressive. Because,
okay.
Listen, if you're just going to look at the records of the teams that they've beaten, great. They're not beating the upper echelon of the NBA. But... see, I'm a confidence guy, and I think that when you start to win games, you build confidence, and then you can start to play with anybody, whereas when you're losing games and things go wrong, you're like, here we go again, so you fall apart. I think winning can be contagious and losing can be contagious. So I don't care that they've beaten a bad Detroit team or a bad San Antonio team or a terrible Brooklyn team. Winning breeds confidence. And that's what I'm concerned about. Not who they've beat,
right,
but just the fact that they've won these games.
Now, do you want Sunnyside, Roses, and Clouds version? And do you or do you want the more realistic version of my thoughts on what you just said?
I want realistic first.
Okay.
Uh-oh, a sigh.
Okay.
Early in the show.
I mean, here's what I would say. And by the way, O'Shea's texting me, so I want to make sure we get that part out of the way in a bit. But just anyway. So the realistic, not sunshine and clouds version would be people would be underplaying that they just played two awful teams that were the shorthanded Nets and a really bad San Antonio team, both coming off a back-to-back who had just had to play the Clippers the night before.
Okay, so you're saying that the level of competition was tired and bad anyway.
Correct. Okay. But what I would also say, sunshine and rainbows, that's the NBA. You know, like, those are the breaks sometimes you get, and you got to take them when you can get them. So, and also, hey man, got to start somewhere. That's sunshine and rainbows. So I can give you both sides of the coin if you want.
Well, I like the sunshine side because you're right. Look, they built a big hole. You got to dig out of it. So winning 3 games against, it doesn't matter. It could be the dregs of the NBA. It could be the best of the NBA. It doesn't really matter. You need to put wins together to at least at the very beginning, you got to first get back to 500. So I'm not saying you got to win, you know, 7 straight games to get to 10-10, but it helps to put a winning streak together regardless of who you're playing. And it's better to beat these teams than to lose to these sorry teams. So that's the first part.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm with
that's
you.
The first
I mean, remember last year when they were losing to Oklahoma City all those times.
Yeah, and so look, you got to win these games. You got to beat the teams in front of you. They've got San Antonio the next couple of games. They got to win those 2 games. Anthony Davis is playing like the beast that many of us forgot that he can be. You know, so many people walk on eggshells. I remember the whole conversation. Well, you know, he really needs to play down to the paint. He needs to be closer to the basket. He doesn't want to be. He wants to be on the outside shooting threes. I wish he wasn't 0 for 2 from three-point range yesterday. I wish he was 0 for 0. But he still took a couple of shots. But the point is, he's a big man. He's a big, strong, long, powerful dude. Be a big man. Play close to the basket. Dunk on people. That's what you should be doing.
Dunk on a fool?
He should be dunking on a lot of fools. And he is.
He is.
And I give Russell Westbrook a lot of credit.
You do.
Yes, I do.
Russell Westbrook sounded miserable in that press conference yesterday.
That may be the case, but what I'm saying is that I see him passing the ball, throwing up these alley-oops. Sometimes you forget about what kind of a player he was at one point. You know, it wasn't always about scoring. It was about passing. It was about assists.
Well, he almost seemed insulted when he was asked about the 10 assists. He's like, that's what I do. I make players around me better.
Well,
and
okay.
I'm like,
well, a lot of us have forgotten that.
I mean, I also say even in his prime, it's like, I don't know about making everybody around him better. He had a lot of great teammates, too.
Well, I like what he's got going on with AD. I like their timing. I like all these alley-oops. I like going to the basket. I like his energy, and I like AD just throwing it down on people.
Would you like to know what O'Shea was referring to? Because I have it here, and he has given me permission to tell you.
Let me hear what O'Shea's deal is.
Do you want to wait to the next segment?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay, let's do that. Because we'll have what you need to know. And I also want to get into kind of like what happened to the Rams, the Raiders. There's just like a lot going on with the Rams, Raiders, and Chargers. And really in the National Football League itself. Like, it was an incredible weekend of sports. And we still haven't gotten to UCLA and USC. We got to get to that too. So all that's coming up. Stick around, 710 ESPN.